Hey everybody out there in RSC podcast land, this is Adam calling from London, and I gotta keep my voice down because it's still morning here because of the time difference, you know, so like everybody's asleep in the house, so I gotta be kind of quiet. But Austin asked me to say something about religion, because like lots of you guys have been asking about what religions we are, and I'm kind of Catholic Buddhist or Buddhist Catholic because I was raised in a Catholic family, you know, and once you're Catholic, you're always Catholic. But I've been a practicing Buddhist for like about the last 20 years now. And my wife is Jewish, so that means that all our kids are Jewish. But my daughter goes to a Catholic school, and I volunteer at a Buddhist monastery once a week. There's actually a great tradition of like Jews and Buddhists getting together, and they actually call them Jew-boos. And there's a lot of Catholics and Jews who have married one another who I've met over the years. It's a pretty common thing, too. And I guess you would call us then Jew-Budaliks. Yeah, so I guess that's what I am basically, is a Jew-Budalik.
Hi, I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 56, What Are We? What are we indeed? Hi, everybody. Thanks very much for listening. Now, we don't mean to get too philistential, too existophical, but in our very first podcast over a year ago, we talked about who are we, talking about the history of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. And that can still be listened to on our website and downloaded from iTunes. But that was more about the company. And here in the last week of 2007, this podcast will be more about the people of the RSC, at least the people I could get a microphone in front of. Since we're performing the Bible, the Complete Word of God Abridged, in San Francisco, we've been getting the same question we've gotten ever since we wrote the script, which is, what religion are you? Reed, Martin, Adam Long, and I all have different religious backgrounds. We wrote the Bible, the Complete Word of God Abridged, and you heard a little already about Adam's different influences. Reed and I actually wrote a book that explores in a satirical way our different religious beliefs. Reed, for instance, is a Presbyterian. This is a little like saying he's a chair. It sounds revealing, but it's not actually enlightening. Reed is, however, surprisingly comfortable to sit on. But Jerry Kernian, Brent Tubbs, and I chatted between shows recently about our own religious backgrounds. So Brent Tubbs and Jerry Kernian were performing the Bible, the Complete Word of God Abridged, here in San Francisco and elsewhere. But then, and you just performed it. Did you get this question down there? Because we in San Diego, because we get it a lot. That one guy who came to the lobby and he said, "I'm just curious." This is after a performance of the Bible. "I'm just curious. What religion are you guys?" "It doesn't matter. I don't care. I'm just curious." And I said, I kind of explained, went through a brief explanation. He said, "Oh, okay. It doesn't matter. I'm just curious."
Yeah, I didn't get the "I doesn't matter." It doesn't matter part of that.
Yeah.
Just got, "What religion are you? I'll see you in hell."
Right.
Or you realize you're going to hell for this.
That's right.
And yeah, so I say, yeah, well, I'm sure I'm going to hell for a lot of other things. This would be the least of my worries.
That's right. And I'll see you there, and I'll save you a table.
That's right.
But so what do you guys, are you guys religious at all? I don't want to get too personal, but are you guys religious or have what kind of religious backgrounds?
I was raised Catholic, but I become one of those people who only goes to church on Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter.
Okay.
But we did just have Parker, my son, baptized. So,
all right. So he's going to heaven.
Yeah,
that's good. But depends.
Son making up for his father's mistakes.
Will he also grow up to be a guy who says, "Well, I was raised Catholic, but I only go to the thing"?
I don't think so, because Sarah, my wife, she is Catholic as well, but she. And she doesn't really go to church all that often, but she says, "We should go to church more often."
I think if you say, "We should go to church more often," that counts.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, as long as you say it. For me, let's see, I was raised Catholic as well. Probably would be now considered a recovering Catholic, but as I was telling you, I often say that I'm an opportunistic nihilist, which means that I believe in nothing until it suits me.
That's very interesting. I think that being raised Catholic seems to be a common thread among people. Like a lot of people I talk to, they've been raised Catholic.
Yeah, but probably because of all the, you know, you keep being put down and told to be quiet, and then so we have to show it some way.
Right. Well, isn't Catholicism where they say you are born sinning? You are born a sinner. Is that Catholicism or is that Christianity?
I think it is Catholicism, and I certainly lived up to that.
See, I would say you were born, you know, innocent and pure, and then your life starts to veer, you know.
No, it is Catholicism because baptism is supposed to take away the sins of the Father.
Right.
So you better get yourself baptized again.
Yeah, well done. Well done, Brett. Well, I guess people start